I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Trump administration says it's moving ahead with plans for U.S. President Donald Trump to sit down with Kim Jong-un next month, despite North Korean threats to scrap the summit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The threats follow a North Korean pattern of raising tensions before a big meeting to boost leverage.
We're not surprised by it.
Here at the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was fully expected, telling reporters if the North Koreans want to meet, President Trump will be ready.
We're still hopeful that it takes place.
And if it doesn't, that's okay too, saying the U.S. will keep up its campaign of maximum pressure on the North. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was released in Sarakeb, Syria in February this year.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it used evidence, including the presence of two cylinders, which were determined as previously containing chlorine, witness testimony, environmental samples that demonstrated the unusual presence of chlorine in the local environment, and the number of patients at medical facilities shortly after the incident who showed signs and symptoms of exposure to chlorine and other toxic chemicals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Hamas official says the vast majority of protesters killed by Israeli fire during protests on the Gaza border this week were members of the Islamic militant group. Salah Bardawil said 50 of the nearly 60 protesters killed by Israeli fire were members of the group in a television interview. That could bolster Israeli claims Hamas has been using protests near the border as a cover to stage attacks. This is VOA News. The president of the European Council said EU member states will aim to work towards a united European front